Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast. It's a Triple Trouble edition.
Heyo.
Hey, yeah.
It's me, Larry, with Josh.
That's me.
And April.
Mm-hmm.
And today, we bring you the liqueurs, or the liqueur, it's in Hungarian, you'll figure it out. It's a party up in here.
Yeah, it is.
And by party, Larry will be leaving 10 minutes in. You just won't even know it. I'll be gone.
Right. Yep.
Now, today we are covering a cryptid, and it's called the Ledurts.
Okay.
It is, and when I put this one out there, Josh was excited because it's also known as the Miracle Chicken.
Ooh.
I mean, what's there not to love about a Miracle Chicken?
Yeah, for real.
Well, you'll find out.
Is this like the story about Jesus and the bread and the fish where he keeps cutting or giving bread out and it just never ends? It's the Miracle Chicken. Yeah, right. He goes to carve it and the chicken never ends.
Mm-hmm.
Just endless wings.
Oh.
That's what I'm looking for.
That's dangerous.
All right. So we're going to pull the Thunderbird or the Thunder Chicken to the side of the road. Yep. And I got a question for you.
Okay.
What is your favorite way to eat eggs?
Oh, that's a damn good question.
It is.
Because I love eggs.
You like eggs in all their various forms.
Yeah, scrambled, deviled, fried.
I'm new on the deviled eggs thing. I avoided it. It looked like crap, so I never tried it until I was in my 40s. And I was like, this is good.
Right.
And there's so many ways you can have even deviled eggs.
Yeah.
So, boy, howdy, my favorite. I mean, I think it would have to be fried. That's the way I have it the most.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can make it a whole dish if you want with an egg in it. If there is like, I'm so, like breakfast sandwich.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's probably your go-to.
Yeah.
I would say, hard boiled.
Okay.
Because they're very versatile. You can eat them plain or you can put them on salads.
I just made egg salad sandwiches for lunch today.
Yeah. See, egg salad.
Very good.
That's the way to go. Mm.
For me, I like a breakfast burrito.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Homemade breakfast burritos.
Yep.
That's the best thing that Burger King has for breakfast.
It's the only thing they do good, and I'm surprised they haven't removed it from the frickin' menu yet.
It's because there's sausage and bacon and grease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think that's what the secret sauce is.
It's just grease. Yep.
They just skim it off the fryer.
It's fryer grease coagulated with mayo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds about right.
It does. I'll take it.
Yeah, same here. So we're going to, before we dive into this thing, I wanted to, if you ever, this is what happened to me. I started getting into the research and then this question pops in my head.
Okay.
And that's, when did we, like, how did we domesticate chickens?
That's a good question.
And so guess what? I have the answer.
Oh, okay.
But you can place guesses if you want. I don't have like how or anything, but I have like a time frame, I guess.
I feel like this would have been in and around.
Ooh, guessing what year,
like the 1200s.
Okay.
Because I feel like they would have seen these things that they dropped in, you know, because they're curious about trying everything to see if it's poisonous or whatever. They see these eggs and they're like, what is that? And so they tried eating it and they're like, well, this is disgusting. But yeah, then maybe by then they would have had, well, they would have had fire.
And then by 1300, a BK popped up.
Yeah. And my guess is that about that point, they're like, well, if we catch a bunch of these things, we can have more of these egg things.
Right. Yeah, I would have to say, like, when is medieval? I'm going to go as far back as, like, because here's the thing. Where does the chicken originate from? Mm-hmm. Like, what region? I feel like it's China.
Okay.
I'm going to say, like, 800 AD. Like a long time ago.
You're the closest. Yeah. You actually got the region correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
So, domestic and wild animals is one of, like, our major accomplishments as far as mankind is concerned, our civilization. And in our history, around 40 livestock species have been domesticated alone. And most of those are still used for agriculture and food.
Mm-hmm.
The chicken is one of the most amazing of the domesticated animals, as we can use them for both eggs and meat.
Right.
So it's like an endless source of food. Then once it starts laying eggs, it becomes your Christmas dinner.
Right.
Scientists believe that it had originally been domesticated from the red jungle fowl, which is a native species to multiple regions from Southeast Asia to Southwest China.
Nice.
The domestication of chickens was previously considered to have occurred in the Indus Valley somewhere around 2000 BC.
Okay.
Wow, way off for me.
However, scientists have proposed an earlier origin in Southeast Asia that dates before 6,000 BC.
Holy shit.
So we've been domesticating chickens.
Yeah.
It's that far back.
Holy crap.
How do you think they caught them back way back then?
Nets.
Do you think they would have been smart enough to...
6,000 BC? So. Probably a club.
Right? Just beat them with it.
Yeah, we can't hit them that hard.
I want to know who was the first person that looked at a chicken egg and was like, that came out of its butt. Mm-hmm. I want to put my mouth on that.
Mark.
You know, like,
I know,
like, it's the same question I have with cow's milk. Like, who made that decision?
And his unfortunate cousin that was like, saw the bowl, was like, I can get milk out of that one too.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That guy worked hard.
Yeah.
The bowl was very happy until it got its post nut clarity.
Yeah, exactly.
Chickens were initially actually used for rituals, and that's actually where we got the crowing rooster at daybreak.
Oh, okay.
And it's also where cockfighting began, well, of course.
You know.
But actual commercial chicken breeding for eggs and meat has only occurred over the past 100 years as far as like doing it commercially.
Sure.
And that leads us to the Liddurts.
Okay.
The miracle chicken.
Mm.
Oh.
Bawk.
Yeah, there you go.
And it is the supernatural being of Hungarian folklore that we will be covering today. There are three known varieties, and they do often borrow traits from one another. The more traditional form of the Liddurts is known as the miracle chicken, which hatches from the first egg of a black hen and then is kept warm under the arm of a human.
Okay.
That'd be the worst. Having to carry an egg around with you for, I mean, how long does it take for an egg to hatch?
Right.
21 days.
Okay.
21.
I remember
like
that.
Like in where under, like in your armpit?
I'm assuming, which as far as that chick being hatched, what a sight to behold.
Yeah, right?
Just walking around the market all of a sudden, it just pops out like an alien.
Right?
that's my miracle chicken. So just ignore him or her.
The thing would stink too. No,
no deodorant
for 21 days.
Ooh, yeah.
No, that'd be foul.
Oh, boy. Yep.
Other versions of the legend say that either an unusually tiny black hen's egg or any egg at all may become the Liddurts. Others say the egg must be hatched by placing it in a heap of manure, which I guess you could say is turning chicken shit into chicken salad.
Yes.
The Liddurts attaches itself to people to become their lover.
What?
Okay, so this shit bird comes out of poop.
Yep, and wants to fuck you.
Interesting.
A cock wanting to... never mind.
Yep, yeah, you connected the dots there. Yep.
Okay. Oh, man.
Except for, guess what? The ladies.
Oh, boy.
Hey, ladies. If the owner is a woman, the Liddurts shifts into a man, but instead of pleasuring the woman, it fondles her, sits on her body, and sometimes sucks her blood, making her weak and sick after a time. or as Aaron calls that, date night.
So it turns into a man and then, yes, and then sits on him?
Sits on her, fondles her.
Oh, well.
And then sucks her blood.
I mean, at least there's a little something.
Yeah, you get a little neck play and some fondling. But you got this beast sitting on you.
Yeah. If it was a chicken sitting on me, that would be one thing. That's true. It's like a full-grown man.
Yeah.
But what if he sits on your face?
Hey, now. Wait, I don't think that works.
No. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he could be 69ing.
No. Oh, God. No. Ew.
It only sits on your face when it's your period. That's where it gets the blood from.
How? If it sits on her face, how would it get her period blood?
I said it was 69ing her. If she's on her period.
Okay. Oh, I think we've overthought this.
Yes, we have. Too much. Oh, dear. Oh, boy.
From this folklore comes the Hungarian word for nightmare, Lidersnyomis, which literally means Lidert's pressure, which comes from the pressure of a body being sat upon.
Huh.
Apparently, it's a nightmare people have in Hungary.
That sounds horrifying.
Sounds like night terrors where, you know, they say when you wake up, it feels like someone's sitting on you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had night terrors?
Yes, I have. Recently, actually.
I've not had one in a while, but yeah.
I had one. What was it, probably a month and a half ago?
How scary is it?
I've never had one.
Oh, I meant to be on the, does it wake you up?
It was, he didn't. I don't think you told me about it until the morning after. You didn't wake me up when it happened.
Yeah, because I woke up and it was terrifying because it just felt like, I mean, it's textbook definition. Like I woke up, I couldn't move. Mm-hmm. I felt like there was something standing right above me, like kind of standing on my bed, looking down. And it was so fucking freaky. And all I could do was like blink. Mm. And finally, when I like came to, it was this weird moment of feeling terrified, like something waiting for something to happen, you know, like a
chicken.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Sitting on your face.
Yes.
I've had some night terrors where I've woke up screaming and they're usually lightning involved.
I've mentioned that before.
Yeah, it's really weird. That seems to be the only time it comes. But I've had the sleep paralysis one time. And I just remember hearing about it and went, okay, this will pass. So I was fairly calm about it.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
I feel like if you had not heard about it.
It would be,
Yeah.
Maybe it was after we did that. Sleep paralysis. Maybe that
it
episode.
Might be, yeah.
Like, here, try this out for size.
Because we don't have enough stress and anxiety. We have to do a podcast like this where we learn all kinds of fun new things.
Can't wait to the big banger we do before break.
Oh, boy.
Now, the Lidertz hoards gold like a South African tech CEO and thus makes its owner rich. To rid yourself of this particular form of Lidertz, it must be persuaded to perform an impossible task such as hauling sand with rope or hauling water with a sieve or making a middling podcast financially viable.
Yes. Ooh, that's a tough one.
Why would you want to get rid of it if it's getting gold?
Because it can kill it. It eventually sucks the life out of you, particularly for women. I think for the men, they get the money.
Sure, of course.
Of course, the women get the short end of naturally. That stick.
It's worth it. Sorry, dear.
It can also be destroyed by locking it into the hollow of a tree. So you just jam that chicken into the, you know, hollowed out part of a tree. Apparently can't find its way out.
Yep.
Now, our second flavor of the Lidertz is as a tiny being, a devil with an attitude problem. It has many of the same qualities with the miracle chicken form, and it may also be obtained from the black hen's egg. But more often it is found accidentally in rags, boxes, glass bottles, in the pockets of old clothes, a junk drawer, or an unkempt garage, or any episode of Hoarders. A person owning this form of the Lidert suddenly becomes rich and is capable of extraordinary feats, like a left-handed high five or convincing your family that podcasting will one day be a real job.
Oh, for sure.
Because that person's soul has been given to the Lidertz or even to Satan himself. So you have to sell, yes, you get the riches in the second form, but you get to sell your soul. to either said chicken or actual Satan himself.
So if you don't believe in Satan, though,
then you're stuck with a chicken that right. has your soul.
Okay.
Might make a great omelet. I don't know.
Sure.
Now, our third and final variety is a satanic lover. Ooh. It's very similar to the incubus or the succubus. This form of the Lidertz flies at night, just like this podcast, appearing as a fiery light, or like the Will-O-The-Wisp. I think we covered that.
Oh, yeah. I think, did we?
It may have come up.
I can't remember anymore. I think
it's come up. We've never done an episode about that.
Or like a bird that's on fire, or literally the devil. And while in flight, the Lidertz sprinkles flames. It can assume a human shape, usually the shape of a much favored dead relative or a lover. Its footprints are that of the hooves of a horse, and the Lidertz enters houses through chimneys or keyholes, and if you play your cards right, maybe the back door.
Man, this bird is confused.
Right? Kinky fucker.
It brings sickness and doom to its victims. It leaves the house with a splash of flames. It dirties the walls, not unlike a young Asher on taco night. Mm,
true.
Burning incense and birch tree branches prevent the Lidertz from entering one's dwelling. So Larry, at the age of 28, smoking lots mm-hmm. of pot with the incense, I'd have been fine. Mm-hmm. In the eastern regions of Hungary, have been told that the Lidertz is impossible to outrun. It haunts cemeteries, and it must disappear at the first crow of a rooster at dawn.
Oh, okay.
I told you it was a show.
So I'm trying to figure out, like, I don't know. I guess if I was a guy,
yeah,
I would keep one.
I guess it depends on which version you get.
True.
I mean, sexy succubus. Yeah, I said what I said.
Yeah, succubus.
I mean, hey, why not? That's cool.
And that's how I came up with it. Because like Ryan was like, "Do we have any cryptids?" So I just wrote sexy cryptids, and that was I know I'm sick. Fuck. But that was the first one that popped up. Was the Lidertz?
I mean, we've covered weirder ones, I think.
Yeah.
Like Vegetable Man. That was a pretty weird one.
That was a weird one.
This is definitely in that realm of like niche cryptids.
It is, definitely. It's so centered in Hungary.
Right. Now, is there, I don't know, I guess, is it a pretty big thing still in Hungary or?
Not really. It's just folklore at this point. Yeah. You know, those tales you tell your kids to scare them straight.
Right.
Yes. Eastern Bloc scared straight.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
So we had Pulaski Days here in Grand Rapids this past weekend. And so
that's right.
Went out with my parents, Aaron's mm-hmm. parents, and then Aaron's friend, our friend Sally. Mm-hmm. And they have live polka music at the hall we were at.
Oh, boy.
And, but they only had maybe 10 songs that they knew. So it was like the chicken dance got played a lot.
Oh, boy.
This did roll out the barrel. And
boy, it's a classic.
But you're eating Polish food and drinking beers and not really giving a shit.
Your third beer in, you're like, play chicken dance again.
Yeah, please play it. I was requesting it at that point.
Exactly.
So let me guess, you were eating a lot of sausage and sauerkraut?
I'm not a sauerkraut fan, but there was definitely a lot of pierogies.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Love me some pierogies.
They had a pierogi eating contest. How many do you think you could eat?
Me?
Yeah.
It depends on how big they are.
They were... Dollars, like a
ravioli size.
Yeah.
So I bet I could eat, if I'm really hungry, I bet I can eat upwards to 60 of them.
Ooh. Damn.
You would have won.
It's 31. What was the winning number? 31.
I don't know.
What is this, amateur hour?
And we had them. They were the potato and cheese kind. So it wasn't like there was a lot of extra in the pierogies. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Wimps.
Amateur hour.
I know.
course.
I would have regretted it that night.
Right, of course.
Yeah, the pierogi would have been the sound of the poops coming up. Pierogi.
Yep.
Machine gun fire. All right. Jeez. We're on the subject of chickens. Uh-huh. This is a triple trouble episode.
It is.
Favorite way to eat chicken.
Gosh, there's... Chickens, I mean, it's like hamburger, obviously. You can... There's so many infinite ways you can eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Might have to do a bracket. Oh, a bocket.
Oh my God.
Because immediately I think of sweet and sour chicken. Mm. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. With the pineapple and the onions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When there was a Chinese restaurant that we used to go to, they had the chicken on a stick. Uh-huh. And yeah. it was the sauce that they cooked it in. Mm-hmm. Had to have been. Mm-hmm. And I love this stuff so much that there was once that we went there, that's all I ate. Was
the meatsicles?
Yeah.
The chicken on a
stick. I always call
them
rat on a stick because you know it looks a little bit like rat. It looks like a skewered rat body.
It's a bit suspect.
It is, a little bit.
And it was reddish.
Mm. Yeah, it is. It does. I've tricked myself to think that's a marinade.
Yeah.
That's what I like to think. But that specific place, their chicken on a stick, I begged her that we had it at our wedding. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen.
It didn't happen. No.
Find the recipe.
Doesn't really fit in with breakfast foods. So,
didn't
you know.
Care. You know what, though? We made up for it. So when we got married and we were talking to our caterer, I had one request and that was bacon. Mm-hmm. We had
pans of
tubs
bacon.
Of bacon. Not pans, tubs.
That's the way bacon should come. Tubs.
I agree.
My little brother to this day, because we're coming up on our anniversary, actually. Mm-hmm.
It'll be the day this comes out.
Day this comes out.
Mm-hmm. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. It's like years. Our birthday.
Yeah.
Ringo does not have an anniversary song. I checked.
My little brother to this day still brags to everybody that our wedding was the coolest wedding he had ever been to.
Because there was bacon.
He's like, I literally had like a plate, a mountain
the
of
food
bacon.
At your wedding was the best food.
It's like, obviously, yeah, it was good bacon. Because there's some bad,
it was good
paper
bacon.
Thin bacon that's tasteless. Oh,
no. We had a conversation about this at work. I think it was yesterday or the day before. As to how do you take your bacon? Like, what level of doneness do you take your bacon? And I said, I prefer my bacon to be borderline burnt. I like it super, super, super crisp.
That's it.
Aaron like
as well.
All of the fat cooked mm-hmm. out so that like when you hold it up, it doesn't, there's no
floppage.
There's no floppage. I want a nice erect slice of bacon.
Mine has to be semi-limp.
Yeah. He likes semi bacon.
I am in between those two. Mm-hmm. I like it where it's just past limp, but not too crispy. Like there's still little fatty pieces in it.
Yeah. You like the just after it's just came bacon.
I like the post nut clarity bacon. Uh-huh. Yes. Yep.
And for me, it's a little like in the pre.
You're pre-coming with your bacon.
I like pre-cum bacon.
And you love mid-coitus.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Except for BLTs, I think crispy is mm-hmm. necessary.
It is.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
We had BLTs the other night.
We did too.
What night did you have them?
We had them Tuesday night.
Shut up, you whore. We had them Tuesday
we
night.
We had them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we were all, we both having BLTs.
Dang.
Guess what we had yesterday for dinner?
And then we'll get to your chicken, but yeah, okay. I'm interested in this. Uh-huh.
Because it's your fault. What we had. It's your fault.
It could be anything.
Oven baked nachos.
Oh, well, so yeah, good.
Really good.
All right. So the BLT, let's go back to that real quick.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't like tomato, so I don't put tomato on mine.
So you just have a BT or a BL?
BLC. Mm-hmm. I put a piece of cheese.
Nice.
Toast. We put ours on toasted rye bread.
Nice.
Mayo, cracked pepper on the mayo. Mm-hmm. A lot of lettuce, a lot of bacon. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My BLT was without tomato, without lettuce. And it had
it's just
egg,
bacon.
Had egg and cheese.
It was a breakfast
sandwich. It wasn't even a BLT. Well, whatever. It's whatever you want to call it, right?
Exactly, yes.
And are you traditionalist?
Oh, yes, very much so. It's got to have mayo on both sides.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, it has to have enough mayo that I hate myself a little. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Well, bacon's so dry when it's crispy.
Right.
The tomato will help a little bit.
Yeah. But
that's why you have a little bit of the pre-cum on it.
Oh, good God.
No.
So now with let's get to the nachos. I'm taking this information in as it comes.
Yep.
What'd you put on your nachos?
Oh, buddy.
It was a layer of tortilla chips, and we just do them right on the sheet pan.
Okay.
Layer of nacho tortilla chips, and then I did, I think it's, is it Boca? Or there's a, there's a faux meat brand that does like a fiesta beef. Ooh. Beef with like in asterisk beef crumbles. So they're like spicy. It's supposed to like sort of be chorizo adjacent. So I did that. And then I got, I think it was Tostitos. It was enchilada queso. So it was like spicy queso that had like peppers and I think black beans and stuff like that in it. So I did that on top. And then I hand shredded like from a block cheese because I'm sorry, if we're doing this, I'm not going with the cornstarch cheese that doesn't melt the right way.
I was a little worried that you're going to stop at the queso.
No.
Oh, no. We did that for the extra spice.
Right. That's the bottom layer of cheese.
I do that too.
Yeah. And yeah, then so the melted cheese on top, the like the hand shredded cheese. And then sour cream, and we did pineapple salsa and lettuce.
Okay.
On top.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It was really good.
And we pulled it out, and we didn't even get the plates out. We ate it off the pan.
The way God intended.
Yes.
That's exactly what I said.
It was caveman style, where we just put the pot holder on the table and
just go to town.
Eventually. You do the outside edges with your hands, and then once you get to the middle where everything is just garbage mush, that's when you get your fork.
Fork and a thumb.
Yep, exactly.
We like to do them on Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh, instead nice.
Yeah, I know. It's so bad for my heart.
Well, you know.
And I do.
That's why you don't do them often.
Yeah. The meat, turkey, usually ground turkey or ground beef.
Yep.
To try, I think, I'll have to try the faux meat sometime.
It was pretty good.
Those are very good. Mm-hmm. And then the shredded cheese. Onions, lettuce, sour cream, and jalapenos.
Nice.
Now.
Yes.
We've caught back up.
To chicken.
To chicken, your favorite form of chicken.
Oh, gosh.
See, I'm kind of at a point in my life where I'm like over chicken, kind of. Like I was telling Josh we had chicken breasts for dinner, and I was like, not really even enjoying this. Like I think we're close enough to vegetarianism that I could kind of take it or leave it.
Nice.
But if I had to pick, it would be like, it would be fried chicken. Because that's the most...
Just the way God intended.
Yeah, exactly.
Same here, fried chicken. I'm a dark meat guy. I love chicken thighs.
Yep, I'm white meat all the way.
Oh, I
thought... See, we could split a bucket of chicken happily.
Yeah, yep. You and Aaron can munch on the white meat.
Yep.
And
yeah, I same thing. I'm like, you can have the white meat all you want.
Josh and I will go down on that dark meat.
Exactly. That's the one you don't like. Why are you drinking my stuff?
He's thirsty. Mm-hmm. It's got to cleanse the palate.
Ugh. Now he's going to complain about how bad it tastes.
What flavor of, what do we got here?
It's bubbly, buble bounce, caffeinated sparkling water.
Triple berry, that could be good.
It is good. We have a citrus cherry one in there too, and a pineapple coconut, or did you drink all those?
That's all gone.
Figured. Goodness.
All right,
so you were fried chicken?
I'm a fried chicken person. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that is the way God intended it.
Have you ever had chicken and waffle? Like real...
Oh.
I've had the chicken tenders waffle. Fine.
Yeah.
But like real chicken next to the... Oh. Mm-hmm.
I magic. Love chicken and waffles.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still have dreams about the chicken and waffles from Aunt Anna's house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Because that stuff was just melt in your mouth delicious. That was the day that you had the oatmeal that
I have
ended.
Nightmares about
the
never
ending oatmeal.
I have a nightmare where it just envelops my house.
Right. And I was just going to say, speaking of oatmeal, so I talked about that baked oatmeal that I made last week, right?
Right.
LP messaged me on Facebook and said, I'm going to need your recipe because you talked up that oatmeal so much that I need to make it now. Also, shout out to LP, our guy is at home with COVID.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, struggling. No sense of smell, no taste. Feeling pretty shitty. So we're dedicating this weird episode to you, Pete.
Yes.
But anyway, so I gave him my recipe.
Pretty shitty episode to be like, hey, we're talking about food, things that smell.
Yeah, things you can't taste or smell.
Well, because that's the whole reason he messaged me. He said, I'm going to have a lot of time on my hands, so... Mm. But this week for my lunches, because I do my meal prep.
Right.
I made pumpkin pie baked oatmeal.
Oh, mama.
And it's like a can of pumpkin.
The puree.
Puree and evaporated milk. And what else was in there? Or no, it was regular milk and pecans and all that stuff. Oh. And then I made a cream cheese glaze to go over the top. And it's still healthy because it's like the Neufchâtel cheese. Mm-hmm. It's like the not the full fat.
Okay.
And it's fat-free milk and like just a little bit of powdered sugar.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you got to tell yourself.
Right? But I'm like, I'm on a kick now.
That sounds good.
Like I can't stop eating baked oatmeal.
It's good for you.
And like blowing up my insides. Yeah. So it's cleaning me right out.
Fills you up.
It does. Oh.
All right. Now, since Ryan's not here, guess what we can bring back?
What?
It's time for...
Let's get quizzical, quizzical. I want to get quizzical. Let's get into quizzical.
Is that a remastered version?
No, it's not. I'm helping the studio remastering old. No, I'm not. I'm not that.
Okay. It just sounded a lot like, I don't know, it sounded different.
It's been a while since we've heard it.
It has been.
Brian's going to be so mad.
Well,
it means it's a spousal head to head.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I'll win.
Ooh, wow, she's already talking trash.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, we know how Josh does.
She's the
quizzical.
I have been doing well the past few weeks. I have been really bad at anything quiz related.
You have. Okay. It's okay.
Well, this one is on chickens.
Oh boy. Okay. A chicken.
Let me
just
skip the obvious ones. Sure. Everyone knows a male rooster or male chicken is. Well, yes. Now you know it's called a rooster because everyone the surprise there. But what is the longest recorded flight of a chicken? We have A, 20 seconds, B, 15 seconds, C, 10 seconds, D, 13 seconds.
Josh. 15 seconds.
That is incorrect.
I'm going to say 20 seconds.
That is incorrect. 13 seconds is the longest recorded flight of a chicken. Hmm. Up next, how fast can a chicken run? A, 6 miles per hour. B, 7.5 miles per hour. C, 5 miles per hour. Or D, 9 miles per hour.
Josh. 6 miles an hour.
That is incorrect.
Was 7.5 an answer?
Yes, it was.
I'm going to say 7.5.
That is incorrect. It's 9 miles per hour.
Fuck.
They haul, well, not ass, but they haul something.
Breast.
They haul breast. Wish that was my main export for hauling.
Right?
My sexual history says otherwise.
Mm, yeah, well, you know.
Well, you know.
Question number three. Why can't chickens fly long distances? A, their tails are too heavy. B, their feathers are not the correct shape. C, they're scared of heights. Or D, their wings are too small.
Josh. Their wings are too small.
That is correct.
Damn it.
We know because we eat wings. Mm-hmm. Gotta make them bigger.
They're tiny. By the way,
we're getting ripped off because they're cutting those wings in half and counting them as separate pieces.
That's true.
There's the drumette and the flat that belong together on a chicken wing. They split them in half and count them as two. Wrong.
Garbage.
Exactly. As a species of bird, what animal do chickens descend from? A, cats. B, the dodo bird. C, dinosaurs. Or D,
Josh.
April?
No, she didn't say her.
Oh, you're right. She said the answer, whether it's right or wrong.
C, dinosaur.
That is correct.
Shit.
Chicken shit.
Should have never said anything.
Oh, I knew that one already.
I know. I did too. That's why I said the answer. I panicked.
Well, this will be an easy one here. What chicken is believed to lay black eggs? A, the Welsh Summer. B, the Iam Samani. D, the Wyandotte. Or D, the Silky Bantam.
April. Iam Samani.
That is correct.
Hey, I have a friend who has a lot of chickens. She has a black one. All their insides are black, too.
Yeah, I've seen.
They're like inside and out are black.
I think I've seen it on like Chopped or one of those restaurants. Like maybe it was Iron Chef or something. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the flesh was like.
Yeah, ugh. She has. My friend has had or has. I think the one that she had is not. Is no longer with us. Oh. But her Iam Samani was beautiful. But yeah, like his whole was like everything black.
That's crazy.
I don't know that they lay black eggs, but. I mean, it would make sense, but
that's what this quiz says.
Nice.
You know what matters here the most?
What?
Is I beat you.
Well, it's tied, isn't it?
No, she had one and I had two.
Oh, wow. What is a young male rooster called? A, a cockerel. B, a cockerum. C, a cockeroo. Or D, the capon.
Josh. Cockeroo.
That is incorrect.
Can you read them one more time for me?
A, cockerel. B, cockerum. C, cockeroo. D, capon.
Cockerum. B.
That is incorrect. It's known as the cockerel.
Fuck.
And next question. How much water does a chicken drink in a day? A, 6.8 ounces. B, 50.7 ounces. D, C, 33.8 ounces. Or D, 17 ounces.
Josh. 17 ounces.
That is correct. And last question, worth a dozen eggs, which you can then trade in for 17 points.
Okay.
Exchange rates, you know, inflation.
Right. Yeah.
True or false, chickens are herbivores.
Josh. False.
That is correct. Chickens are omnivores. They eat meat and plants. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they ate meat.
Bugs. Bugs are meat.
Okay.
I think, right?
Have you seen that online video of the chicken or of the horse that eats the baby chick?
What the fuck?
Yeah, no, that's what I said. Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
Have you seen or I guess heard about the chicken that got its head cut off and lived for like 8 years?
8 years?
Yeah, wow. It was a real thing. I forget the name of it, but it was one of the random disturbing facts on Good Mythical More. And it was a chicken. I forget when it was. I think it was like the 50s or something like that. And a farmer went to like behead the chicken. And he did it in such a way that the whole head came off, but it like lopped off the wrong part of the spinal cord.
I would think all parts is the wrong part.
It continued, like the blood, as soon as it just kept, and it was like alive and living and like walking around. His name was like Hank or something.
How did it eat? They like
they had to
play ring toss with the corn, they like cornhole.
They had to like inject.
Me and my friends sitting around
his
playing
name was Mike.
Chicken pong.
His name was Mike, the
Mike,
headless
the
chicken.
Headless chicken.
He was a male Wyandotte chicken that lived for 18 months after his head had been cut off.
You said 8 years.
Well, I don't remember.
I'd go with 30 seconds.
Said, the axe removed the bulk of the head, but missed the jugular vein, leaving... Oops, I almost texted that to my coworker. Leaving one ear and most of the brainstem intact.
Hmm.
This was Mike.
Wow.
It's just a headless chicken, yeah.
Farmer's like, you see that? That's Mike Cock.
Yep, it said, when Mike did not die, Olsen instead decided to care for the bird. He fed it a mixture of milk and water via an eyedropper and gave it a small grains of corn and worms.
That's so fun.
It seems rude to keep
like
it alive.
Just finish it off, man.
Would they be like, well, I guess we can't kill it? I mean, finish the job.
Yeah, it says, due to Olsen's failed attempt to behead Mike... The chicken was still able to balance on a perch and walk clumsily. He attempted to preen, peck for food, and crow, though with limited success, his crowing consisted of a gurgling sound made in his throat. Like, just that poor fuck, man. 18 months.
You've got visitors over, and this is what they hear at 6 in the morning.
The fuck is that? It's just Mike.
That's fine.
It's just Mike. Oh, God. Yeah, so there you go. Now you learned something new. I mean, I would hope that you learned something new already, but...
Yeah, I definitely did there. That's mean.
It really is.
We dedicate this episode to Mike.
All right, R.I.P. Mike. Pour one out for my homie, Mike.
Pour a little eyedropper of milk and water out for my homie.
Yep. Oh, my God. And he, like, took it on the road, like at, like, a traveling circus. Mike got to see, well, he didn't see anything, but got to experience
the world.
The world.
Oh, he just licks his claw. Oh, feels like we're in Russia today. I have this war boot.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know this chicken was Canadian.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Especially since it was missing north of the border.
He doesn't have a brain, right. So his name much like
Mike.
Me.
Where was he from? Oh, Colorado.
Colorado Mike.
And this was in 1945.
Oh
my God. Do you want to hear about his death?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, now that we're here.
He got hit trying to cross the road.
Couldn't see where he was going. In March 1947, at a motel in Phoenix, Arizona, on a stopover while traveling back from tour.
He was shot by a hooker. Mike, the real thing is even funnier.
Right? Mike started choking in the middle of the night. He had managed to get a kernel of corn in his throat.
Ah, they were trying.
They were playing drunken hotel cornhole.
The Olsons had inadvertently left their feeding and cleaning syringes at the sideshow the day before, and so were unable to save Mike. Olson claimed that he had sold the bird off, resulting in stories of Mike still touring the country as late as 1949.
They tried to feed Mike like you're loading a muzzle loader. They put the corn in there, it took a stick and just jammed it down his pipe.
Oh my God.
An old Civil War relic.
Oh, Lord. God almighty.
Peace, Mike.
Watch, pull the feather, it'll shoot it out.
Oh my gosh.
Ugh.
Beautiful.
Well, on that note, Mike didn't have the luck of the miracle chicken, that's for sure. Right. Well, Mike kind of was a miracle chicken if you think about it.
He didn't suck your blood or like shit on your chest or that wasn't part of it.
I didn't know where he shat.
I think we're going to find. I mean, yeah, I guess the miracle chicken, I guess if it's sitting on you, would shit.
I would assume so.
Great. I got money, but the problem is I got a Cleveland steamer.
I mean, how much money were we talking?
Colorado steamer.
I'd take a Cleveland steamer from a chicken for...
How much?
From a chicken from or a from a human?
We'll start with chicken.
A Cleveland steamer from a chicken? Am I clothed or naked?
You're naked.
$100 It's a chicken. Like, I'm not grossed out by chickens. Like, if it was a human, then yeah, we have... I would...
Well, what's your bump at?
From a human?
Yes.
$100,000.
Okay. All right. So Josh comes home, sees the chicken dumped on your, and you're like, no, that's not cum. That's just chicken
it's
shit.
Just changes.
Don't worry. I wasn't
yeah.
doing anything too weird.
$100, right? Yeah,
right?
$100 though.
Pull it out of my pocket.
Hey,
see?
We can pay our internet bill for the month.
Yeah, right.
No, I'd be like, let's go to KFC for dinner.
Oh my God.
Them biscuits. Mm-hmm. Those aren't good.
They are.
But those french fries are good.
The honey sauce. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not real honey. Honey sauce.
Josh.
Okay.
How much? Cleveland steak. Well, let's skip chicken.
I mean, okay.
We're all under.
Okay. So human.
The real question here that people want to know is how much for a human to
shoot. Human Cleveland steamer. You know what? I don't need $100,000. They're just taking a shit on me. And let's just assume, see, because you're asking the wrong questions. Is it a log or is it spray?
Let's assume that this person has healthy bowel movement. So it's not like you can pick it up and it doesn't leave a clean, it's not a clean departure where you almost don't have to wipe. Mm-hmm. It's a nice, soft...
It's soft,
malleable,
but it's not sprayable diarrhea.
But yes. It's like Dairy Queen. It's got a right. little,
ooh.
little festive twirl at the end.
Exactly.
Okay. So I would do that for $2,000.
The fuck?
Dude, who cares? It's just shit. I've been shat on before.
That is true. You have a weirder relationship with...
He does.
That was unwilling. Then
$2,000, I mean, you could go to the dark web and make some money, my friend.
True. Technically, I mean, you did get paid because you were at work.
Yeah, like $14 so been, an hour.
Yeah, right,
for,
that's not exactly the same.
Oh, yeah, that work. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. $2,000, I'd do it. Why not?
Oh, my God.
God.
My price is way higher. I'm sorry. I can't.
I would throw up. So my price is even higher than yours.
I mean, yeah, especially because like I guess technically I've been shat on by a human before because children.
It's different though. I don't know how it just
different
is.
When it's your own kid. Like I,
I had adult man shit on my head.
Yeah, I'm so unfazed by like the. Stuff, the stuff that comes out of my children mm-hmm. that like, I don't know.
I mean, it was not up the wall once.
Yeah. It is what it is. You know, like my favorite story to tell is when Asher was like a week old. And he, in the span, then this is in the span of, I bet you, not any more than 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yep. I was sitting on the floor and I had my legs like in a V. He was laying between my legs. Mm-hmm. And he threw up. And I had him on my shoulder and he spit up, but it was all over his onesie. So I had to lay him down and I'm changing his onesie.
Dear, and then, he was in his changing table.
No, I remember this vividly. Trust
this
me.
Is the second time then.
No, I'm telling you a different story.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't even think you were home for this, but I know I've told you. So he spit up. So it's all over me and it's all over him. So I lay him down between my legs to strip off his onesie. Mm-hmm. And I look down and I'm like, oh, he really needs a diaper change. So I take off his diaper. And this was my first mistake is like in parenting, pro tip, never remove the dirty diaper until you have the clean one in your hand or immediately ready to swipe in. You don't want any like hang time because the second a baby boy feels the slightest breeze on his wiener, it's fountain. Mm-hmm. It's a fountain.
Always keep the safety on.
Yes. So I had taken off the dirty diaper and set it aside and grabbed the clean diaper and I'm moving to put it on him and he pees and it's like directly like in the middle of my shirt. And at this point he's peed on me before. It's a newborn baby boy thing. It was, he loved that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh fuck God's sake. So I'm like, okay, well I wiped him up and I grab his legs, two of his little chubby little feet in my hand and I lift him up to slide the diaper under his butt. Mm-hmm. And he fucking rockets mustard yellow shit all over the carpet. It was like splattered on the inside of my thigh.
No.
It was like someone shot me with a paint gun. Yeah. So that's always my favorite story to tell is that my son managed to puke, piss, and shit on me in like less than 90 seconds.
The hat trick.
Yeah, exactly.
Shat trick. Yeah. Holy shit. Man.
Yep.
Well, I don't know what else. I don't know where to go.
I don't know how to wrap that up.
You should have wrapped it up before it happened.
Exactly.
Well, on that note, I think we will see Ryan next week. Mm-hmm. Probably,
yeah,
maybe.
I would assume so.
I hope so.
Yeah.
We never really said anything about that, did we? Yeah. And we don't need to. You realize he's not here, right?
Right.
He's doing dad stuff.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Dad stuff. Bye.
Kicking lyrics right through your brain when you hear the sound to be right is right.
We got fresh stuff. You know that.
If you want to know the real deal about the three, well, let me take it with triple trouble, y'all. We're going to bring you up to speed. Check it out. Because I'm a specializer, my provisor. Ain't selling out to advertisers. What you get is what you see. And you won't see me in the advertising.
See, I like to party, not drink Bacardi. Because I'm not looking to throw up with nobody. No, from a feel, or really one deal. This is like having a delicious meal. Yeah. Moving the crowd where that's a must. I got some words that apply to us. And that's mesmerizing, tantalizing, like captivizing, and we'll go for like fun.
If you wanna know the real deal about the three, we'll let us tell you we're triple trouble, y'all. We got to bring you up to speed. Now check it out.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.